Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we've got a surprise for you today. Joining us is 4-H Ambassador Allie Neisler. Have I got that right?
Yes.
Outstanding. Well, welcome, Allie. Nice to see you today. Tell us a little bit about your 4-H background, if you would.
Well, my name is Allie Neisler. I've been in 4-H for 8 years. My favorite thing is probably showing livestock. I show goats and cattle. Also a part, you know, the projects in the building. Really like and enjoy those. I quilt, do some woodworking, and do a lot of visual arts. So it's exciting stuff, I'm telling you. Love 4-H.
Yeah, it sounds pretty exciting. And is this something, do you have a family background of 4-H? Are you one of the first ones to do it?
Actually, my dad, he did 4-H when he was a kid. He showed cattle. And then my brother, who's graduated this year, he's big in 4-H as well.
Okay, good deal. And so 4-H ambassador, what exactly does a 4-H ambassador do?
4-H ambassadors, you know, we promote 4-H. We get it out there, make sure people know what it is. And we want to show people that it's not just about livestock. It's not just about being a farmer or a rancher. You know, anyone can join. There's something for everyone. And that's what we're trying to show and prove. And we try to be the best leaders. And we want to be mentors for all the younger kids in 4-H.
Okay. Now, as a mentor and teaching, are there classes that you yourself take to become an ambassador?
Yeah. So there's a whole interview process we go through, and we have 5 of the extension agents sit in with us, and we have a conversation. And then when you become an ambassador, you go to meetings, and we have leadership conferences that we go to and just try to teach us to be the best versions of ourselves.
What's been the biggest challenge so far in being an ambassador?
For me, it's been making meetings. I'm a very busy person with the livestock and also a lot of other outside activities that I'm involved in. So just making the meetings, but I try to be there as much as possible. And some of the harder challenges are finding stuff to do to get the kids involved as well. So coming up with ideas and fun activities for kids to be involved is hard as well.
What are some of those activities?
So at the fair, we try to do a pancake feed, and we play a bunch of games with little kids, and it's super fun. I think one of the biggest hits is cornhole. We love playing cornhole, and we get a parachute out at the fair, put it in the show ring, and kids play with it, and, you know, eat pancakes, and we just talk and have a blast.
Oh, pancakes and playing with parachutes. I think I could go for that myself.
Oh, yeah.
What's been the most surprising thing, either as an ambassador or just since you've joined 4-H in general, what's something you really did not expect?
Something I really didn't expect was really just knowing how good of a leader I could be. I have a lot of little kids that look up to me, and a lot of little kids looked up to my brother, and I even looked up to my brother, and he's a great leader, and I want to be just like him. And so I surprise myself all the time with how good of a leader I could be. And then, you know, also the responsibilities. You have to be responsible to be an ambassador, and not only be an ambassador, but be in 4-H. And it teaches you responsibility. And I have surprised myself with how responsible I can be. I know sometimes I can't, but sometimes when I do something, it just pops in my head, and I'm like, wow, I'm really proud of myself for that.
That sounds like a good surprise to
me. Oh, yeah.
So your term, is it a 1-year term to be an ambassador?
Yes, but once you have done the process, you know, the interview process, you're an ambassador for life.
Oh, okay.
And then after you graduate, you become an ambassador alumni. So it's exciting, and I love it, and I can't wait for the rest 3 years I got.
Anything big you're looking forward to?
The fairs, always a fun time. You come out and support us. It's super fun. The livestock shows, all the projects you can go look in the building, and all the people you meet, the friendships you make. Made a lot of friendships and connections that, you know, you'll never get back. And it's just great, and I love it.
Well, it sounds like you made a good move in taking the position, and it sounds like the organization made a good move in selecting you. So thank you for joining us. Is there anything you'd care to add? Any shout-outs you want to make?
Just make sure you guys come out to the fairs and support us, and hopefully we can get a lot of you involved in 4-H.
When you support 4-H, you're supporting the whole community, so I'd say that's a good call. All right. Well, Allie, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on being made an ambassador, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again. And I will be looking for you at the fair.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood